Nice, huh? Dress right. Dress. At ease. Hi, Dad. Joan, John, Pat, Jean, Dan, Lois, Albert, Mary Alice, Rita. Hey, you guys sound off. What do you want me to do, Marky AWOL? Okay. I'm sure getting your works here. Everything from soup to nuts. I'm even learning a few tricks. How to get out of drill legally, of course. How to get early chow. It's hotter then. Also various other little things you can well imagine since you were here once. Most of my gang shipped about 2 weeks ago. But you know Milo. Well, I'm still here and going strong. We're going on bivouac Monday. That is, if we don't ship. I rather hope we don't. I think it would be good training. You should see the USO here. I've seen several of them on the way down, and this is by far the prettiest of any that I've run across yet. You know the usual barracks tricks, of course. Braid rests on the beds, turning them over, watering the shoes, and all that stuff. Well, it goes on nearly every night. Lights out at 9 o'clock, and if we get to sleep by 11, we're plenty lucky. Oh, yes, I told you I pulled KP a couple times, didn't I? Yeah, my luck. Sunday KP. Regular duty, and I didn't even have any fun out of it by missing a little drill or something. Say, John, study a little math. Take up a little plane identification. Get your physics. Jim, of course, will talk you into Navy. I'm going to talk for the Air Corps, and use your own judgment where you're going into. Turn it over. Now, look, John, if you want the Marines, don't let me talk you into Air Corps. You get what you want. Okay? Gotcha. And say, Joan, this Army nurse looks pretty good, but you use your judgment, too. We've had pretty near everything here. This basic training, I've covered guns, bayonet practice, marching, and commands, practically everything from the ground on up, camouflage included. I've learned how to field strip the Thompson submachine gun, carbine, the M1, that's the Garand, which you've heard quite a bit about, while they're sweet guns too. Say, you ought to see the sunsets here in Texas, sunrises. The prettiest sunrises I've ever seen. They're different. Sun usually comes up like a huge red ball sitting on the edge of the horizon. You've seen them in calendar. Oh, that's enough for that. We'll say it rained. We were out on the cow pasture. That's where we drill and take PT, physical torture to you. And out there with nothing on but our shorts and shoes. Taking a little drill, and it started to rain. Everybody cheered. It rained about 5 minutes. It's the first rain I've seen since I've been here. There's little rumors going around here. We call it LG2. Means latrine intelligence. They don't mean an awful lot, but they come pretty close, and I think I'll get out of here in a couple weeks. Oh, say, my song. I'd have a song, but I had to get up in the morning. Oh, how I had to get out of bed. Now the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You've got to get up, you've got to get up.
Gee, I'm running out of something to say. What's Joan doing? And John? They gonna get in, or have they got something else lined up? I heard from someplace that Joan was in Spokane. I don't remember where. Is she back home now? Just from time to time, have somebody drop me a card, huh? Well, Dad, we're running short on this record. We gotta cut it off quick now. Say, you see those blank spaces in there? Maybe you guys can think up some comments to fill them in. Cheerio.